expression in his voice, a realization that Clown would already have answered him if that were possible. No, Clown was gone. The bright nursery had become dark and, yes, cold, and he could hear nothing, not even the normal background noises of the Santiago. Sky crawled until he met the wall, and then navigated around the room, trying to find the door. But when the door shut, it sealed itself invisibly flush, and now he could not locate even the hair-thin crack which would have betrayed its position. There was no interior handle or control, for, had he not been banished to the room, Clown would normally have opened the door at his request. Sky groped for an appropriate response and found that, whether he liked it or not, one was happening to him anyway. He was starting to cry, something he could not remember having done since he was much younger. He cried and cried, and, however long that took, finally ran out of tears, his eyes feeling sore when he rubbed them. He asked for Clown again, and then listened intently, and still there was nothing. He tried screaming, but that did no good either, and eventually his throat became too raw for him to continue. He had probably been alone only for 20 minutes, but now that time stretched onwards to what was almost certainly an hour, and then perhaps 2 hours, and then tortured multiples of hours. Under any circumstances that time would have seemed long, but not understanding his plight, wondering maybe if it were some deeper punishment his father had not told him about, it was almost an eternity. Then even the idea that Titus was inflicting this on him began to seem unlikely, and while his body shivered, his mind began to explore nastier avenues. He imagined that the nursery had somehow become detached from the rest of the ship, and that he was falling away through space, away from the Santiago, away from the flotilla, and that by the time anyone knew, it would be far too late to do anything about it. Or perhaps monsters had invaded the ship from beyond the hull, silently exterminating all aboard it, and he was the only person left aboard that they had not yet found, even though it would only be a matter of time. He heard a scratching from one side of the room. It was, of course, the adults. They worked the door for some time before persuading it to open, and when it did, a crack of amber light spilled across the floor towards him. His father was the first to enter, accompanied by 4 or 5 other grown-ups Sky could not name. They were tall, stooping shapes, carrying torches. Their faces were ashen in the torchlight, grave as storybook kings. The air that came into the room was colder than it usually was. It made him shiver even more, and the adult's breath stabbed out in dragon-like exhalations. "He's safe," his father said to one of the other adults. "Good, Titus," a man answered. "Let's get him somewhere secure, then we'll continue working our way down ship." "Skylar, come here." His father was kneeling down, his arms open. "Come here, my boy. You're safe now. No need to worry. Been crying, haven't you?"
"Clown went away," Sky managed.
"Clown?" one of the others asked. His father turned to the man. "The nursery's main educational program, that's all. It would have been one of the first non-essential processes to be terminated."
"Make Clown come back," Sky said. "Please?"
"Later," his father said. "Clown's taking a rest, that's all. He'll be back in no time at all. And you, my boy, probably want something to eat or drink, don't you?"
"Where's Mother?"
"She's..." His father paused. "She can't be here right now, Skylar, but she sends her love." He watched one of the other men touch his father's arm. "He'll be safer with the other kids, Titus, in the main creche."
"He isn't like one of the other kids," his father said.
Now they were ushering him out into the cold. The corridor beyond the nursery plunged into darkness in either direction, away from the little pool of light defined by the adults' torches.
"What happened?"
Sky said, realizing for the first time that,